Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Good morning. This is a great day. We've waited far too long for this reckoning with all the illegal shops, and your day has come. First of all, I want to acknowledge people you'll be hearing from momentarily, but Mayor Eric Adams, representing all the frustrated local elected leaders across our state, but more so here in New York City, where this proliferation of illegal shops has been a source of enormous frustration. And I want to thank the mayor for championing this effort that we're announcing here today to get this done with our state legislators and to have a win for the people who want to do the right thing. So let's give a round of applause to Mayor Adams. Councilmember Gail Brewer, never get in her way. It's just not worth it. She's been a friend of mine for many, many years, and I admire her tenacity. She never gives up, and we'll be hearing from her in a couple of moments. Stephen James, the superintendent of the New York State Police, who's redefining the role of our state police as SWAT teams that I can deploy when an issue arises. For example, yesterday we spoke about how we're going to be using our state police, adding 100 officers, members of the state police, to fight retail theft. The same coordination is going to occur here with this initiative, so I want to thank him as well. Osborne Orduña, the chief executive officer of the Cannabis Place, one of the most patient men I've ever met. He has brought this to our attention. He is legal, he's been surrounded by illegals, and he is waiting for some relief. So I want to thank him for coming here, coming to Albany, and being a voice of reason for all of us. Daniel Hackney, the Director of Investigation Enforcement at the Office of Cannabis Management. And of course, our Sheriff Miranda has joined us as well. And I want to thank him because he and the men and women of his department have a key role in helping restore sanity to our neighborhood. So I want to thank him. Let's give them all a round of applause. And to all the business owners and the community leaders who brought us to this point today with their insistence that the law change, and I'm so glad we could get that over the finish line. A day ago, I stood here talking about my promise to protect small businesses from the scourge of retail theft. Well, I made another promise to the legal cannabis dispensaries and the communities where the illegal shops just seem to lie in every other corner. The illicit operators who flout the rules because they know at most they'll be slapped with a fine that they have also figured out will take months and months to collect, if ever. Frustrated local leaders have been powerless as these unlicensed shops operate right under their noses, sowing chaos, destabilizing neighborhoods, and attracting other types of crime. License owners like Osbert and so many others like him, they stake their entire futures on New York's legal cannabis industry. They did everything right. They pay their taxes, source their product from New York farms, and they don't sell to minors. And yet they're forced to compete with rampant bad actors who play by an entirely different set of rules. People who run these illicit shops engage in fraudulent advertising about what's in their products because they don't really care about your health. They'll source their product from anywhere because they don't care about New York farmers. They'll sell cannabis gummy rings, ice cream cones, chocolate bars because they don't care about your kids. And they'll evade the taxes because they don't care about the communities where they operate. In so doing, they make a mockery of our laws and believe that nothing will ever stop them. And until today, they've mostly been right. My friends, the insanity stops right now. Why? Because I kept my promises, we kept our promises, and doing exactly what we said we would do. I'm using the power of the state budget to give us the tools we need at the state and local level to shutter these illegal shops once and for all. We got it done, and we did it in partnership with our extraordinary leaders, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and all the other champions, the architect of these laws, Liz Krueger, Crystal Peoples-Stokes, and the many others who participated in formulating this package with us. At a future date, we'll be having a bill signing and inviting all of them when they've completed their business, which hopefully will be any day now. And all the other legislators who've been supportive of this. We will be celebrating with them at the conclusion of the session, as I mentioned. Now, we'll celebrate because very soon we will restore stability and order in these neighborhoods. We'll weed out the illegitimate shops and clear the way for the license owners so they can grow their budding businesses and realize their dreams. And remember, many of these are Black, Latino, women, immigrant, military, veteran, entrepreneurs. Some have been harmed by the long and futile war on drugs. These are the people that our cannabis laws were meant to empower. I'm fighting for them. And now, just like our efforts to combat retail theft, we have a five-point plan. Point one, the state will have the power to padlock the doors of these illicit shops. And I'd like to point out, do I have a padlock here?
You can borrow mine.
All right, all right. All right, Mayor, let's hold up the padlock here. We got the padlock. Is this really a strong one, Mayor?
Yes, it
all right,
is.
There you go. You can keep your padlock. We're going to be able to padlock these illicit shops. All we have to do is verify that you're selling products not tested or labeled in accordance with our laws. Once we do that, the padlock goes on immediately. See, we hit these shops with a fine, hearings, and appeals. They drag on. Guess what? During that process, they stay open and haul in more and more cash, and everybody knows it. And right now, these fines are just a small cost of doing business in their minds. But you know what's hard to factor into your business model? Having your front door padlocked for up to a year. You could appeal the fine. You'll get your due process. But while the due process plays out, the padlock stays on. And it won't just be the state coming after you, which brings me to point two. We're finally giving local governments authority to create their own laws to padlock illicit shops. And shockingly, the way this was designed, localities were stuck on the sideline in this fight. That ends right now. Now they have the power to enforce. Like I said, this should have been the case all along. Here in New York City, I have no doubt that enforcement will start immediately. And we're marshaling the power of the New York City Sheriff's Office, and I want to thank again Sheriff Miranda for being such a great partner in writing the laws, but also implementing them. They'll be able to ramp up enforcement. And to add even more resources to this, the Sheriff's Office can then deputize the NYPD to help with these enforcement efforts. See what we're doing here? Bringing a lot of people out to say the gig is up. And remember, right now, up until now, the Office of Cannabis Management and the Department of Tax and Finance have been the only agencies empowered to enforce the cannabis laws. Not a good model. They're not exactly thousands of them out in the streets. So by enlisting the localities, not just here in New York, but all across the state. This is not confined to New York City at all. We'll have exponentially more people investigating and eventually helping shutter these illegal stores. But we're not just focused on the flagrant illegal smoke shops either. That brings me to point three, rooting out illegal cannabis products out of the bodegas. Now, let me be clear. We're not out to close down bodegas. But under our new law, we'll notify bodega owners if they continue to sell illegal products. We'll take away their liquor, tobacco, and lottery licenses. And if they still don't comply, then we can put a padlock on their doors. Point four, we're going after the landlords who knowingly give cover to illicit cannabis operators. Here in New York City, if you fail to evict a tenant you know who's selling cannabis illegally, we can hit you with a fine of up to $50,000. And point five, I mentioned the state police. We're forming a statewide task force that'll carry out civil enforcement to close the illegal stores, also while going after their suppliers and busting up the pipeline of illegal cannabis coming in from other states where much of it is. That's what the illegal storefronts are relying on. This will require close collaboration between state agencies and local law enforcement, something from the beginning of my term we've proven we're very good at. New York State Police will play a key role here, and we're already recruiting personnel from other agencies to join the effort. We'll have more details about the formal launch of this task force in the near future. Now, let me be clear. I want to right-size expectations. They got a head start. There's a lot of them out there. Meanwhile, we're pushing and pushing and pushing to get more legal licenses in the pipeline, approved, and get more legal shops open. That is a top priority of mine. We have a lot of catch-up to do. And the illegal shops will not disappear overnight. But New Yorkers eventually will see a change in their communities. And that's what we're looking for. And throughout the negotiations, I'll also say this. A lot of tension on this issue, believe it or not. I heard pundits weigh in about the enforcement. I would have to say they're misguided, that they think that somehow this is going to return us to the bad old days of mass incarceration of people of color, making cannabis illegal itself. Nothing could be further from the truth. But I want to point out that two-thirds of legal dispensaries are minority and women-owned businesses thus far. Just in the last year, we've doubled the number of black-owned dispensaries, legal black-owned dispensaries, that exist nationwide. This isn't happening anywhere else. There's no intentionality to help people of color like we're doing here in New York. That's what sets us apart, and I'm proud of that. New York has more legal shops owned by people directly harmed by disproportionate drug enforcement than any other state combined. These are the people we're fighting for because they are harmed the most. They're harmed the most by these illicit operators. They're the ones losing money. And our law was written to empower people with prior cannabis-related convictions, as well as veterans and MWEs, to just get a jump start. Get them in the door first. There's plenty of opportunities for everybody. And that's why, in accordance with our law, we issued them the licenses first. But giving them priority means nothing if the bad actors are flooding the market with impunity. And that's why I fought for these elevated enforcement measures, because they actually go hand in hand with equity. Let me say this. New York's legal cannabis industry has reached a pivotal point. Out-of-state corporate conglomerates that tried to commandeer with a bevy of lawsuits, jamming us up 4 months, 6 months, a year, jamming us up in courts so we could not continue the rollout as planned. But we fought them off. With those legal battles finally behind us, momentum is picking up. I mentioned we have more than 100 legal dispensaries across New York. And now, thanks to the budget we've negotiated, we have a five-point plan to shutter the illegal operators. By padlocking illicit shops, we can finally put an end to the chaos that has permeated these neighborhoods. We can build a fair and competitive legal market where tax revenue is actually reinvested in the communities harmed by the laws of the past, where consumers will know that what's in their products and know that they're safe, and where license owners can thrive and build generational wealth for themselves and their families. Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.